And it's time for our legal buzz, and that means when you need some accident advice, you talk to Mr. John Price. John, how are you doing?
Doing pretty good, sir. Good to talk with you this morning, Sir Richard.
You know, it's very interesting. I saw the story from CNN about more people are getting hurt now at home than almost ever before because more people are staying at home than ever before. The home is now a gym, an office, a playground, a school, and you're seeing an increase in basic accidents in the home.
Yeah, well, you know, you're exactly right. And, the thing about accidents is that they tend to follow people. They tend to follow the crowd. Where's the crowd going? You know, because it's a man-created thing, you know, accidents are. And so with the pandemic and the lockdown, you're just getting a lot more people at home, besides just, the, you know, increase of falls around the house and so forth, because they're getting engaged in a lot of other activities at home that they normally, you know, on a more frequent basis, such as, you know, fireworks and flares and, you know, those type of incidents are up over 50%. Skateboards and scooters are accounting for some ER visits, hoverboards, severe injuries for all-terrain vehicles, you know, are up nearly 40%.
So. Oh, man. You know, those ATVs scare me, man. I've known people who have lost their lives on those things. So I'm not a big fan of the ATV. I do notice that it said that overall ER visits actually went down from March to September of last year. I'm guessing a lot of people kind of wanted to stay away from the hospital because of COVID, but they're encouraging you, if you've got an emergency, go to the ER.
Well, you know, and really and truly for a while there, the ER visits were discouraging you from coming.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they would take a phone call or what have you, you know, from what I understand, and if it didn't sound like an emergency, then they weren't going to see you, and they'd be very cautious about letting you into the hospital. So, yeah, you're right. For a while, the ER visits were down, but now they, with people being at home and then these other more serious accidents occurring, you know, they went back up.
It's also interesting that you're seeing more bicycle injuries for people who are 40 and older because the bicycle business has just exploded as people wanted to get out of the house and started riding bikes like they never had before, and some people getting hurt and stuff. And then I also noticed the whole thing about the button-sized batteries. I mean, you've got kids who are staying at home more now than ever, and kids age 5 to 9 especially are susceptible to those tiny little button-sized batteries. You know, that's a big danger. I remember, I'm old enough to remember, John, remember when they tell you how to lock stuff up in your house or under your sink? Remember Mr. Yuck? Remember, Mr. Yuck is mean. Mr. Yuck is green.
Gross out, Mr. Yuck. Yeah. But you know, the thing is that so many of these, you got to remember though, from a legal standpoint, that many of these accidents that occur around the home, is, you know, it's very difficult for the homeowner to sue the homeowner. As the old legal saying goes, it's very difficult for you to sue yourself. So many of these injuries that happen on the home site are not going to be compensable for the homeowners and their family members. Not from an insurance standpoint, certainly, or homeowners coverage, but one thing you do have to remember is a lot of the other activities, you know, the bicycle injury. Did it occur as a result of the negligence of another bicyclist or of another, of a motor vehicle, you know, a car pulls out in front of you, what have you? Heaven forbid that it does. But, you know, bicycle injuries, your all-terrain vehicles, those, you know, big four-wheel riders and so forth, all-terrain riders, all those sort of things may, in fact, involve more third-party liability. So for any accident that occurs, feel free to call John Price Law Firm. For accident advice, call John Price. That's another old saying, Richard, as you may know. For accident advice, call John Price, and we'll be more than happy to review the situation with you and see if there's a way that you can be compensated due to any third-party liability or strict liability on the part of another.
Okay, I was going to say, just remember the old saying, John. I mean, we can just use it for you. You know, what is it? Need accident advice? Just call John Price.
Well, your melody's a little bit off of the thing. But we're going to give you an A-plus for self-creation and artistic creation on your part.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, that's John Price with your accident advice, one of our Bridge Legal Advisors here on the Legal Buzz.